This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it's fair week in the Tri-Cities, and you can plan on warm and dry conditions to continue today and much of Wednesday across the Columbia Basin as a ridge of high pressure weakens over the area. This will allow a Pacific cold front to enter the region late Wednesday with scattered light showers. Rainfall amounts will be rather spotty and mainly a tenth of an inch or less. So any delays to field work, harvest, and haying should be brief and minor. Temperatures in the mid-80s to lower 90s, however, may cause moderate to briefly severe heat stress during this afternoon and Wednesday afternoon for cattle. Moving cattle around on Thursday will be less stressful as temperatures will fall off 5 to 10 degrees. Now, outside of the showers, late Wednesday, good drying conditions will prevail for hay cut this week. Look for afternoon humidity to be very low today, though, in the 15 to 20% range, which will likely cut short alfalfa baling, but be excellent for combining wheat and barley. Humidity will be a little higher Wednesday and then lower again the rest of the week. Dew formation should be mostly light this week. Crop water use will be close to normal for late August. Alfalfa, silking corn, and apples will use around an inch and a half, while lawns and potatoes will need around an inch and a quarter. Now it appears the rest of August will average warmer and drier than normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.